Hi guys, and welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. We're talking all about money. Isn't that enticing?
Mm-hmm.
It's a perfect topic. And today we're talking about it specifically because this week I had to make a lot of adult decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready to share that with you guys. But before we go into it, if you're new to the podcast, please find us on Apple Podcasts, Tales of an African Princess in America. Please subscribe and, of course, rate the podcast. It actually helps more people find the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so something happened this week. I actually turned down money.
You turned down money?
Yeah. So I actually turned down money this week. Let me give you guys some backstory. So I work as a microbiologist, and every year we actually go for these scientific meetings. And this year I actually applied for one of the grants. I found out this week that I actually got it. So I was really excited that I got the grant. And then I got another email.
You actually got awarded both grants.
Well, that's what I'm about to...
So I'm sorry, I'm jumping this.
And then I got another email, and the email was pretty much like, oh, we saw your work. We saw your work, we love it, and we'd like to give you another award. And I was really, really, really happy. Then I saw the fine print.
Mm-hmm. Well, the grants issued by two separate departments within the... Or was it issued by the same person?
It's the American Thoracic Society, but... Within the society, they have several assemblies, basically. Mm. Now, one of the fine prints, as I was reading the rules, you can't receive more than one award for the same conference in the same year. And so I had to choose between the first one, which I actually applied for and got, and then the second one, which was more like a recognition thing. And so I decided to talk to my mentor. And then, you know, when I told her about it, she's like, you know what? You know, you already were awarded this grant before, like 2 years ago. And she's like, yeah, you already got that. Why don't you go ahead and accept the one that they kind of like reached out to you and they're like, oh, we like your work. She's like, that one is actually more prestigious. She knows the assembly and things like that. Now, of course, that one had lower
price. Comes at a discount.
It comes as a big discount. Actually, it was half of the one I actually applied for. It was a tough decision, you know. She's like, it would look great on your resume when you have that grant. I actually saw a reason with that. I'd already gotten that previous grant, you know, 2 years ago. And so why not try new things, you know? And so I wrote the longest, shortest letter of my week, pretty much thanking them for.
And it has to be glowing. You know,
I know, like,
truly appreciate.
Truly, like, over the top, yeah. You know, and then just appreciating everything. And as I was doing that, I just suddenly realized that this is actually the first time I turned down money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm super proud of myself because it means I've finally become an adult.
Well,
that's one way to put it.
I guess, you know, in this episode, you want to talk about the different reasons why we turn down money.
Right.
You know, both in both our careers and in our life, I guess we've had instances where we had to turn down money. You've mentioned in this particular case where you've had to, let's call it turning down money for the greater good, for a greater recognition.
Right.
And there are other instances where you can turn on money. So I'm sure you want to talk.
I mean, for me right now, it was getting two awards and kind of having to choose which one of them to go with.
Right.
But for you listening, it might just be like you got a job offer with golding perks and high paying salary. But then, you know, your inner mind, something inside you is like, I'm not too sure, you know? Mm-hmm. And I've heard people get these offers and then turn them down. And before this week, I would have been like, oh my God, that's crazy. But now I realize that there are other things to consider when you have to make these kind of decisions, right? And so on this podcast episode, we're going to talk about three reasons why people would turn down a higher paying job and stick with the one they have.
I guess I'll give one example.
Right, go ahead.
So number one, we'll talk about ethical purposes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Much earlier, many years ago, I got an offer at British American Tobacco. It was one of the very popular jobs to get while you're in Nigeria. I think it was like a management trainee position.
You didn't take it?
No.
Why?
Because my parents kind of looked down on it because
you're going to be working here smoking.
Well, I mean, again, they don't, and that's the funny thing, right? At these places, you know, they don't necessarily promote this vice. you know.
Right. It's all about
even
the job,
even if you're
right?
working at a brewery, don't necessarily promote the vice.
They're not like serving you guys drinks.
No, I mean, there it's available for you, but it's not. It's not put in your face that you should do these things. Mm. But again, the whole idea is that you're supposed to influence other people too.
Right.
But now, you might not necessarily be in a position where you are in sales or marketing. Mm-hmm. You might even just be in finance, doing some, you know, non-market facing job. But the thing is that you're still working within that industry. So are you collecting ethical money, you know? I mean, again, like I say, it's not necessarily that
honestly,
bad. It's not like you're a drug dealer.
This is not to put down anyone who smokes.
Right, yeah.
Right? But it's just the reality of things. Like,
And again, I guess, you know, some ethics are, in some cases, they're personal. So,
you know, we can't fault them.
Yeah, if that's a personal no-no for you, then, you know, don't do it. It might not be seen as not ethical for someone else. So that's not to castigate anyone that is working in those particular industries.
Right.
But yeah, that was an ethical no for me at the time. I didn't have any other option at the time, so
so that was like a big
it was a loss of money. Yeah. But I see where they were coming from. You know, my dad had stopped smoking many years prior, many years prior. Mm. And I guess, you know, he just kind of saw that in a way that, oh, you know, I don't want you to also go into that life. You know, even though I don't know, I might have been influenced to start smoking at the time, but. You know, I see where he was coming from.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a great example. Thank you for that. One of the reasons I was thinking about is, well, I guess the second reason is if the higher paying job that you get is not in line with your end goal.
Right.
So, you know, forget about the little jobs that we do when we're trying to get through college. Right. We take up all these jobs. But let's say you're done with college and you know what you want to be in future. Mm-hmm. Let's say you want to be a dentist, right? You're not going to take a job as a PA to a celebrity, even though it's higher paying.
Right.
You see what I mean? Because there's no career path for you there.
Right.
As a dentist, I would say.
Right, yeah.
There's no career path. Mm-hmm. There's real hair. So even though it's a higher paying job, if it's not in line with what you want your life's work to be about,
mm-hmm.
I've definitely have heard people say they'll turn it down.
Right.
And I've seen people in the lab who come by and who do unpaid internships.
Right.
And I'm looking at them like, oh my goodness, why are you here for no pay? But I realize it's because they know the value of the knowledge they're getting. They know how good it will look on their resume. And they're kind of setting themselves up.
Right, for future success.
For future success. So I definitely see how if it's not in line with your end goals, people don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right. So what you're saying is that people, two things. So people turn down money to even take up jobs where they make less than or sometimes even nothing, you know, for a future prospect. That
like big picture planning. Yeah.
Right.
Which is kind of like what I did this past week. My mentor was like, this second award will look great on your resume.
Mm-hmm.
It's more prestigious. It might be a little less money right now, but it looks really good. And when you're applying for grants, it looks like, whoa, this looks really, really good.
Right.
And so that got to me, actually. I actually saw reason with that. So that's kind of what I'm saying with this one.
I guess this final one is something that we were discussing earlier today. Making this argument when not having money is a little difficult to make, but it's basically turning down a job that pays very well.
Mm-hmm.
But lacks quality of life.
Right. Stress level.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just make this argument to say that at the end of the day, money is not the end all be all.
Mm. And this is our own opinion. Like, you're
right. Yeah.
Strokes for different folks.
Right.
But yeah.
And again, you know, I would say this to whoever is listening. Money truly isn't the end all be all. Yes, there's the argument that, oh, yes, okay, fine, no problem. I'll cry in my Bentley. But the honest truth,
painful tears in your Bentley.
I make this argument saying that there's value in time versus money. You can store money. Let's say your monthly salary could hold over for 3 months, but you can't store time. Once that time is gone, it's gone.
Right. So one thing I'm saying is, you may take up a job that is higher paying right now because of extra money. You can bear to do things that you might not really like doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But honestly,
if you can, if you even have the time to, that's
honestly.
That's,
that will set you back years.
Mm-hmm.
That time you're wasting doing something that you don't really love will set you back years, because you could have been doing something that you actually love and getting ahead in that that field, right?
I say this more in the sense that you're valuing money versus time spent doing other things. And in those instances, you tend to start living vicariously through other people. You're spending money to make other people happy because you don't really have the time to spend that money on yourself.
Right, right. A friend of mine told me a couple years ago that he was making good money working really, really hard, but mm-hmm. he felt like he was just working for other people mm-hmm. because it gets to a point where he doesn't have time to spend the money that he makes. Mm-hmm. And so he's making money and just helping other people out,
right.
and that's
a good thing, but at the end of the day,
it's not a good thing if you feel like you're being
long term, right?
You yeah. understand? If you feel like you're being used, you're burned out, your mm-hmm. stress level is super, super high, then what's the use in that? Let's hear about a study that was conducted by the National Institute of Health, where they looked at the effect of long working hours on health, right? Okay. What they found was that women who worked long hours had increased odds of subsequently experiencing depression. Right. And then moving from standard to long hours was also associated with unhealthy weight gain. Mm-hmm. That we know. Just sitting there and working on this computer. Mm-hmm. Right. And they also found that not only was it associated with unhealthy weight gain for men and an increase in smoking for both men and women, but there was also an increase in drinking in women with increased working hours. You might get that dream job. Well, what you think is a dream job, right? Mm-hmm. But of course, if with higher pay comes higher responsibilities, right? Mm-hmm. So you're going to be working like crazy, crazy, crazy hours. And I guess something to consider is this higher paying job going to take you away from living life and enjoying life with your family and friends? So you're going to be away from graduations, birthday parties, weddings, mm-hmm. bridal showers, baby showers, right. And, you know, celebrating your loved ones, your kids' graduation, things like mm-hmm. that. Money doesn't take the place of that, yeah, right? People would often forget, you know, how much you give them at their wedding, but they'll remember if you were there.
Right.
The pictures are there right. to speak. People remember these memories. And so I think creating memories and building these kind of bonds, you know, surpasses any kind of financial gain.
I still have friends that are angry at me because I couldn't attend their weddings.
I'll be mad too. I mean, there are people whose weddings I couldn't attend as well. And honestly, it still haunts me to this day because I feel like I could have done better, you know. I could have done better. But at the time, I was working, you know what I'm saying? But I could have taken a break now that I think about it.
Well, I mean, sometimes client expectations don't allow you to have your own life. But anyway, that's another topic for another day.
Right. This is not where we apologize to the whole world for. But anyway, so this week we're literally talking about three things that make people actually say no to more money. So we talked about ethical reasons. Mm-hmm. And then we talked about
having the big picture.
Yeah, if mm-hmm. it's not in line with your end goals. Right. And then, of course, we talked about stress levels, mm-hmm. you know. So basically, I'm thinking when you're old and gray and you have your grandkids around you and telling them stories of your life, are you going to be happy telling them that the bulk of your life's work was spent working overtime, mm-hmm. you know, chasing the dollar and not creating these memories? Really, I'm guessing that the kind of memories that you want to share at that point would be memories of the fun that you had with family, friends, these memories that you created with people that you love,
right.
and not really about working.
Well, again, to people that are early in their career, maybe getting their first jobs,
mm-hmm.
I would still say that you work hard as you can, as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Don't necessarily break your back, don't necessarily kill yourself,
mm-hmm.
but work as hard as you can, knowing that that first job, you know, that, you know, maybe low paying job, see that as a springboard. You know, to right. the thing that you, to I the mean, place that you want to,
honestly,
to eventually be.
There are some low paying jobs that burn you out.
Right.
They don't pay you well, but they work you to the bone.
Right.
The right. difference is this, like what I do at work, I spend a lot of time there. I give my all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working hard. I'm burning the hours, burning the midnight oil and all mm-hmm. this stuff, but I love it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference. Like, I love what I do. And so that time flies by. I don't, right. I'm not looking at the time like, oh, I've spent like 12 hours here. Mm-hmm. No, it's like, I'm joyfully spending this time because this is what I want to do. If it's not in line with your end goals, I don't really see why you should put in so much time into it, right? People do things for different reasons.
Yeah.
We're talking about taking up job opportunities for the long term.
Right. Early career, maybe we shouldn't really, this focus isn't really much for people who are very early in their careers, like yes. first jobs.
Mm, yeah, this conversation is really for people who have decided, like I said in the beginning, people who have decided what they want to do with their career, mm-hmm. right? Your past finding a job to make ends meet, your past finding a job to get you to college,
mm-hmm.
your past, you've probably gotten your degree or whatever you're getting, and now you're ready to focus and build your career.
Right.
So no time wasting, nothing like that. Now you're getting offers left and center, you know, you're getting all these offers. Some look really enticing. Right. And gotcha. Then what do you do when you have a job offer that looks so great, but hey, there are some downsides to it. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's know what you guys think. Have you ever turned down money? Have you ever gotten a job offer that was so good and then you're just like, for some reason you couldn't take it?
Or you even had to take it and right, you know, right. How you experience or how you your experience in that taking up that job offer.
Right. I mean, you know what people say we just not gotten that high enough mm-hmm. price tag. You know, some people argue that everyone has a price, but who knows? Let's continue the conversation on our page, African Princess in America on Instagram. And let's know what you guys feel about this topic. We're trying to get through our week, but we hope you guys are having an exciting week.
It's a busy week.
It's a busy week for us, right? It's really a busy week. Like, all right, guys, go ahead and have a great rest of the week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Do you know that about one in every three people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com.